Hey guys, what's going on? Hope your week is off to a good start. We got Pastor David Katina. He joined us on Tuesday, March 30th, ahead of the Easter weekend, and he was telling us about an upcoming event that he's hosting. Here now is our full interview with Pastor Dave Katina.
Good morning, John. Great to see you.
My bald and bearded brethren there.
There you go. Join the club.
You just finished your SSY workout?
Just finished with Coach Will, SSY, and the 6 a.m.ers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. So you doing their clean eating and all that?
Every now and then. But it's getting better.
Sunday's the struggle, huh?
Sunday, that's the day.
You probably got all these parishioners that are bringing you these nice dishes and stuff like that.
You know what? They do. But they bring the healthy stuff.
Okay.
The omu, you know, with the taro, breadfruit. And so they've been helping out a lot.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got Good Friday coming up. A lot of folks are off that day this Friday.
Yes,
Getting ready for Resurrection Weekend, Easter Sundays.
Yes.
And I've been seeing flyers and hearing that you have a service related to that with your church. And maybe you can share a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so it's a presentation of Good Friday. And, you know, we just want to talk about how we call it Good Friday, but it wasn't a good day for Jesus, you know. And so we kind of put things together and called it a collage of love. And a collage of love is a message / drama presentation with some music mixed in there. That's one of the reasons we're calling it a collage, because it is the sermon, but it's the sermon broken up into reenactments of some of the things that Jesus went through. From the morning all the way up until, you know, when he took his last breath. And so it's called a collage for several different reasons. Number one is within the presentation of music, drama, and also the preaching of the gospel. And then number two, because we're highlighting the seven different times that Jesus shed his blood, and, you know, from the Garden of Gethsemane to the whipping post to the Via Dolorosa, walking up to Calvary, to the crown of thorns, when they pierced his side, blood from his hands, his feet, his face, when they pulled his beard out. That's a collage itself that represents everything that anybody could be facing right now. And so we're excited. We have invited a lot of friends, and those of you listening right now, I want to invite you to come out 6 o'clock at the Diwa building.
Okay, so the message is that Jesus was facing these issues, and then you tie that into...
We tie it into real-life issues. For example, I'll just give you one. I won't spoil the whole thing, but the first shedding of the blood was at the Garden of Gethsemane. He wasn't hit, he wasn't whipped or anything, but, you know, the word says in Luke 22:44 that he began to sweat drops of blood. And that was because he was... under so much anxiety because, number one, he had a friend that was with him for 3 years who ended up betraying him, and he knew it. And then in that same caption, he says, "Father, do I have to drink from this cup?" Within that cup was the sins of the world, you know. And so betrayal was what caused the first shedding of the blood. And I'm pretty sure there's somebody listening to me right now who's gone through betrayal, but they haven't been healed of it. You know, they haven't let it go. They haven't. This morning, Coach Will was talking about our health, and he said, you know, if you ate bad over the weekend, you got to let it go and grow, you know. And so betrayal is one of those things that lives with you for the rest of your life unless you know how to deal with it. So that's one of the things we're going to be talking about. The blood that came from his, when they ripped his beard out. And if anyone knows how that hurts, it's me. When I'm glad my grandkids aren't here, because they love pulling on my beard. But when they ripped his beard out, the blood that came from his face represents the image. You know, a lot of us, you know, we hurt because we're dissatisfied with our image. Maybe because of something we've done or something that was done to us. And we just need to know how to allow God to heal our image, and the real image is your heart. And so that's kind of a snippet of what that night is going to be about, aside from the great music and the great fellowship, you know. So
do you kind of go to the fact, though, that, you know, the gospel is here, Jesus came to save sinners, that we're sinners, and, you know,
Yes.
That makes, that's the only thing that makes us right is, you know, him paying for our debt, really, that, yes, all of our sin builds,
yes,
up. Like,
yes. You know, I do believe that. In Romans 5:8, it says, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. And so there were no strings attached. He didn't say, I'm going to die for you if you, you know, become righteous. He says, no, while you're doing your stuff, I'm going to die for you. And you know, the Bible says that he looked at the cross with joy, believing that many would turn to him. Yeah.
Okay. Good deal. So that, among many other messages, sounds like blended together in a collage.
In a collage, yeah.
The collage of love is, yeah, is what you're billing this event as.
Yes.
As. And what time will this be happening and where, Pastor David
this
Katina?
This will be at the brand new DIWA building, the Department of Youth and Women, right over here by OMV Running Track, and it's at 6 o'clock Friday evening. Try to get there at least by 5:30 to get a seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your runtime on it? Is it about a feature film, 2 hours or so?
It's about, our goal is 1 hour 45 minutes.
Okay.
That's our goal.
It's like watching a movie then.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Most movies come in like 90 to 120 minutes.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's the goal, huh?
That's the goal.
You guys, sounds like you got lots of moving parts though, huh?
We do.
It's like putting on a pageant. You got to,
yes,
get,
yes,
these guys off stage, get,
yeah,
these guys,
yeah,
dressed, change the, yeah, backdrops and all,
yeah,
that. So.
So we got a really good program director who's running things, and she's sharp. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this is at 6 o'clock. Is there any admission fee or anything like
no
that?
Admission, no,
okay,
admission. Just bring your friends, bring your family. I must say this one thing. DIWA doesn't allow plastic bottles. They're going green, so no plastic water bottles.
Bring your flask then.
Yeah, bring your flask.
Or a non-disposable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. All right. Well, thank you again, Pastor Dave. Appreciate you coming on and telling us about the Collage of Love free Good Friday service, and that'll be happening at the DIWA building at 6 in Tafuna. And Pastor Dave, say hi to Debbie for us and your parishioners, and have a happy Easter.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you. God bless you all here, and keep doing the good work.
All right. Thank you. 93 KHJ, we've got to look at news.